This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It was a bit of a storm yesterday as the voters went to the polls across the 5th District to select their nominees for the next big U.S. House of Representatives congressional races. Quentin Kidd is a political scientist covering Virginia, an expert on Southern politics and chair of the Department of Government at Christopher Newport University and a regular guest on this program. Quentin, how are you, sir?
Hey, Coy, I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
Very good. So let's break this down. We'll start with the 5th District, of course. I was saying earlier this afternoon that I was not surprised with the results. Robert Hurt got nearly 50% of the vote. James McKelvey, almost 26%. Mike McPadden, almost 10%. Ken Boyd, the local favorite, he came in fourth, actually, with just over 7%, and then the other ones were down in more of the single digits. What was your read on that? I guess like me, you thought this was Robert Hurt's race to lose, especially since it was a primary and not a convention.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's important to realize that we had 8% turnout in the 5th district yesterday, so not a huge turnout, a little bit lower, I think, than people might have hoped. Some people were projecting as much as 12% turnout because there was a lot of energy in the Republican primary leading up to yesterday, but 8% turnout. And I think this is what's important. I think two things important. It was a day for the party establishment. In the 5th district, the establishment candidate, Robert Hurt, won. The same happened in the 2nd district. We can talk about that. But number two, the second most important point is the Tea Party movement and the various sort of factions and parts of that movement were not able to sort of galvanize around a particular candidate. And as a result, they divided themselves among several candidates and let Hurt win. And the Tea Party movement favorite got about 25% of the vote. And so I think what that says to me is that, and I think we're seeing this around the country, is that there's sort of a waning interest in the Tea Party and what the Tea Party represents. And right now in the Republican Party primary electorate, which is the core of the party, the Tea Party part of that might represent about a quarter of it.
Interesting. So what do you think has been the reaction among the Republican Party elite and the old guard and the folks who run the parties to the Tea Party folks, the Tea Party faction, which of course is, an aspect of the Republican Party, not really the Democratic Party?
Right. I think the establishment right now is breathing a sigh of relief short term. They're really happy that the establishment candidates, Scott Ridgel in the 2nd and Robert Hurt in the 5th, won. But I think they're also worried because neither of those two candidates got over 50% of the vote. Robert Hurt got a little over 48% of the vote, but Scott Ridgel got 39.5% of the vote. So I think they're a little worried that as they go into the fall, they may have a candidate who is a more established moderate candidate to take on a Democrat in the fall. But can they come back and attract the Tea Party part of their party, which is really frustrated and obviously didn't vote for that moderate establishment candidate? So the real question for Republicans in the fall is, can the establishment candidates who won yesterday attract those Tea Party supporters of their opponents who didn't vote for them in the fall, because they're going to need them in the fall?
Yeah, they're absolutely going to need them in the fall. And can they not only attract them, but can they energize them and get them excited?
Right.
Which is, something McCain didn't really do in the general election running for president. His vice presidential candidate was exciting that Tea Party, I won't even call it the base, but it's, that aspect of the party that you absolutely need them. Because you need them out knocking on doors and handing out pamphlets and manning the phones, and you need those party faithful to get excited about your candidacy. And you're right, Scott Ridgel in the 2nd and Robert Hurt in the 5th. Can they do that? Can they get those Tea Party folks excited?
That's the big question. Tom Perriello can safely run to the center and argue for the middle of the electorate, hoping to get a number of moderate Republicans to support him and win re-election. Robert Hurt can't safely run to the middle without risking his right base, which is essentially the Tea Partiers that didn't vote for him yesterday. And so Robert Hurt's going to be pulled in two different directions. He's got a much more complicated path in the fall than Perriello does.
Which is an exact repeat of McCain in the general election for president.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
McCain had that exact same tension, trying to run the middle to win the general election and get the that big bubble of folks in the middle, but also trying to appease the base and keep throwing red meat to your base supporters because you need them to win an election.
Right. And I think the 5th District, more so than any other place in Virginia, has really seen a lot of Tea Party energy. And the question is that Tea Party energy going to be disillusioned and go away, or at least not be as energetic as it was? And if the answer to that is yes, then I think Robert Hurt really has a challenge. Now, having said all that, I'm not trying to suggest that Perriello has a cakewalk to reelection.
No, not in this district.
He has an uphill battle to reelection, and the odds right now are that he won't win reelection.
Right.
But I think in order for that to happen, Hurt has to really balance how he goes forward, capturing the middle, but at the same time trying to keep that Tea Party wing of his party energized.
We are talking with Quentin Kidd. He is chair of the Department of Government at Christopher Newport University, an expert on Virginia and Southern politics. Now, what are your other thoughts about what happened yesterday?
Well, I really think a couple of things. It was an establishment day. It was a day for the party, Republican Party establishment. The establishment candidates, for the most part, won. But here's a really interesting anomaly I think it reflects the problems the Republican Party is having in Virginia right now. You have a Republican Party where in the 5th congressional district, over 50% of primary Republican voters voted against the party establishment, so voted for the more right-wing candidates in their race. That's Charlottesville South. Go up to Northern Virginia, and in the 8th congressional district, you had an openly gay Republican who captured over 48% of the vote. So I think the Republican Party in Virginia is spread so thin in terms of its ideological coherency. And I think that's the struggle you see in the Republican Party. And the question is, can Republicans deal with that in a way that makes them effective, that makes them an effective party in the fall election to support the candidates that they have on the ballot?
We're talking with Quentin Kidd, and Eric is with us in Charlottesville. Eric, go right ahead. Thanks for the call.
I think Robert Hurt is going to have a much easier time beating Tom Perriello than your guest seems to think, because really, we need to remember that this was an incredibly close election against Virgil Goode. It was like down to a recount. And really, Virgil ran, by many accounts, a sort of spectacularly stupid campaign against Tom, where he unnecessarily attacked him. Many people think if Virgil had simply never even mentioned Tom's name and had simply run on his own record of bringing back money and jobs to the district, he probably would have beaten Tom. But some of the negative ads were so over the top, it probably drove some folks to the polls that otherwise wouldn't have gone. But I can tell you this, all Robert Hurt has to do to win this election at this point is run against the Obama health care plan. Because if you look at Scott Brown, he certainly wasn't ideologically pure as far as the right goes. And Tea Party people from all over the country drove to Massachusetts and knocked on doors for him. So I really think that Tom is in more than an uphill battle. I'll be astonished if he can hold on to this seat, because he is being targeted nationwide by conservative groups who are going to pour lots of money into this race. And he's going to have a tough time getting the vote out in the South Side where Hurt is from.
Eric, great call. Thank you so much for joining us. We always look forward to hearing from you. 977-1070 is, of course, the phone number. You are invited to join this conversation. We're talking about the results of yesterday's primary with Quentin Kidd of the Department of Government at Christopher Newport University. Quentin, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the point is well taken. Perriello has a headwind that I think none of us can imagine having to face in politics, and the headwind is Barack Obama, not the person, but Barack Obama, the policies, health care, government spending, et cetera. And so I don't want to sound like the Republican is candidate's on the defensive here. The Republican candidate isn't on the defensive.
He's a favorite.
He's a favorite.
Yeah,
this is a Republican-leaning, if not solidly Republican district. But the question is, can the divisions within the Republican Party, as reflected in this primary, be closed up enough? Because what both candidates need is turnout. And the extent to which Hurt can turn out his supporters, even those who don't think that he's ideologically right, is the extent to which he's going to win or win big. The extent to which Perriello can turn out supporters is the extent to which he's going to come as close as he can to winning. Between now and the fall is a lifetime in politics, but I don't think anyone questions whether Perriello doesn't have Mount Everest to climb in terms of reelection.
Let's go to Stephen. He's in Charlottesville. Stephen, you're on the program. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I do have a fear because I've been a Republican, have voted Republican all my life, ever since I could vote. And for the first time, I don't feel like voting. As odious as I feel about Perriello and believe that Obama is leading us down a Marxist trail, it's like I look at the Republican in name only right now. Sure, it's great to say, oh, I'm going to do something about the health care and to turn it around. Do they really have a plan to repeal it or to correct it where it's not going to bankrupt my grandchildren? So unless I see that, why should I go to the poll if nothing's changed?
It's a great point. Quentin, you think a lot of folks, and Stephen, thank you for the call. Quentin, you think a lot of, this is sort of what you've been talking about, that a lot of folks are disaffected and angry on the far right, and I shouldn't say the far right, on the right among the conservatives. And, right. Are they going to be motivated to support a candidate, work for a candidate, do the things that you need to do to make a candidate win in the 5th District in November? That's more than just voting.
Right. I think that's the challenge. That's the exact challenge that Robert Hurt has. Is convincing those supporters who want not just somebody to pay lip service to health care reform, but to go to Congress and repeal it. Now, as difficult as that is going to be, that's what Hurt has to address. He has to talk to those people and he has to keep those people energized. But at the same time, he's got to be careful not to position himself so far to the right on some of those issues that the moderate voters in the district simply say, even moderate Republicans, it's not that they're going to vote for Tom Perriello. They may say, I'm not going to vote at all. And that would be his real problem.
Yeah. Let's go to Ray. He's in Charlottesville. Ray, you're on the program. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Rob.
It's Coy.
Clark, the independent, was saying that if Hurt won the primary, he was going to run as an independent. Don't know if that's still the case. But if he runs as an independent, I think that's, a sure victory for Tom Perriello. Is he still running as an independent, and what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Quentin, we had a candidate who was saying if Robert Hurt won, he was going to run as an independent. Not a lot of name recognition, not a lot of money, but still possible that it could split the conservative vote, and we might see that in the second district with Kenny Golden's independent candidacy that could split the conservative vote down there.
Right. Yeah, again, this is the challenge of the winners yesterday, Ridgel and Hurt. They've got to do a lot of work really quickly to go to the Tea Party side of their party and convince whoever might be interested in running as an independent not to, for the sake of the party. The problem is, of course, some of those potential independent Tea Party leaning candidates aren't necessarily interested in the party, the Republican Party. They're interested in a cause. They have an agenda, a mission that they're on. And if they,
many of them feel abandoned by the Republican Party.
They feel abandoned by the Republican Party. The Republican Party has agreed to a lot of the spending that they're upset about from Washington. The extent to which an independent can draw off 6-7% of the vote is the extent to which the Democrats, Glenn Nye and Tom Perriello, have a better shot at winning re-election.
Quentin Kidd, he's chair of the Department of Government at Christopher Newport University. Quentin, thank you, sir.
Take care, Coy.
Absolutely. Always look forward to talking to you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.